This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is threatening to identify, arrest, and try protesters taking part in street demonstrations. The unrest in Venezuela is also turning into a battleground of rhetoric between the United States and Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. prepared to use military action in Venezuela.
Military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the United States will do. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid violence. We've asked all the parties involved not to engage in that kind of activity. We'd prefer a peaceful transition of government there, where Maduro leaves and a new election is held. But the president has made clear, in the event that there comes a moment, and we'll all have to make decisions about when that moment is, and the president will ultimately have to make that decision, he's prepared to do that if that's what's required.
Russia's foreign minister warned of the drastic consequences if the U.S. continues what it calls aggressive steps. U.S. Attorney General William Barr appeared before Congress on Wednesday defending his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's March 22nd report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Mueller wrote that he had found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the election, but that he could not reach a conclusion about whether Trump had obstructed justice. Barr testified why he did not pursue obstruction charges against President Trump.
The placeholder, in my judgment, was the simple statement of what the bottom line conclusions were.
Democrats accused Barr of grossly understating evidence of Trump's misconduct in the summary in an effort to justify his controversial decision to exonerate the president of obstructing justice during the investigation. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban are beginning a new round of negotiations in an effort to move peace process forward. However, a senior U.S. military commander says no decision has been made about the presence of U.S.-led NATO forces in Afghanistan. The insurgent group has insisted on finalizing an agreement on the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces from Afghanistan before discussing other issues. The Taliban said it is vital that the two key agenda points of the previous meeting, full withdrawal of foreign forces from Afghanistan and preventing Afghanistan from harming others, be finalized. The Taliban has so far refused to hold direct official talks with the Afghan government and has insisted on continuing to talk directly with the United States. Many South Africans say they're fed up by the longtime ruling African National Congress ahead of a general election. Now, as South Africa marks 25 years of ANC rule, that sentiment appears to have also spread to an area the ANC has long considered safe, the countryside. VOA's Anita Powell reports from rural Cape.
Many are turning to opposition parties like the Democratic Alliance or the Economic Freedom Fighters, but many others are simply staying away. In a small maize farming town of Wolmaranstad, unemployed voter Tsepo Mosweu says he has lost hope that the ANC will bring improvements since the death of ANC icon Nelson Mandela.
And I do have hope that sooner or later the oppositions will also take power here in Bloemhof.
Will that happen? Or will the rural areas stand by the ruling party? South Africa finds out on May 8th. Anita Powell, VOA News, Northern Cape, South Africa.
Israel is observing one of its most solemn days of the year, Holocaust Remembrance Day, with the president warning the government not to get too cozy with some Europeans. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hosted leaders from Hungary, Lithuania, and Poland, all of whom visited Israel's Holocaust Memorial, but whose right-wing governments have been accused of downplaying their country's roles in the mass murder of Jews during World War II. Holocaust Remembrance Day ends at sundown on Thursday and is highlighted by 2 minutes of silence when Israelis stop whatever they're doing to stand in silent reflection. Police in Paris fired tear gas on thousands of demonstrators, including some who caused violence at May Day protests in France in years past. The 1st of May, or May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, an event popularized by the International Labor Movement to call for better working conditions. It is traditionally a day for political demonstrations. Marches were held in French cities across Europe and in the United States. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.